Welcome to Rebloom, a podcast that serves women who want to fully discover themselves. The women who are willing to go out on the skinny branch and grow and become all of who they are meant to be. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and as a mom of three with 20 years of experience building businesses globally alongside raising a family, I have a lot to share with you. My biggest source of inspiration for this podcast was a realization I had when I was resisting life changes. Once I surrendered and accepted the changes, these words came to me. It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife awakening. On this podcast, you will hear valuable life, leadership, and entrepreneurial lessons that I have learned over the past 20 years being a mother, leader, and entrepreneur. I will also share with you more about my midlife awakening and how you can rebloom and pivot when it's time so that you can live in alignment with your true self. Prepare your heart for self-discovery and self-actualization that will create expansion and growth that will lead you to living your purpose-filled life. Thank you for being here. If you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud, and send me a message or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. Hi, friends. Welcome to Rebloom. Thank you for being here. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and every single week I crawl into my bed with a cup of coffee or a wine glass full of kombucha, and I write an episode of Rebloom for you. I always center my writing around a topic that is on my heart or that I've personally experienced. Lately, a sense of belonging keeps showing up for me. So I decided that that is what I am going to center my writing around. Sense of belonging. Let me ask you a deep question. Do you ever feel like you don't belong? From my heart to yours, I want you to know that you do. You are here. You are a part of this beautiful Rebloom community. You belong, and I am so grateful for you. I know that the world can feel so incredibly lonely at times. And there are many reasons and seasons when we can feel this way. But they are just that, a season, and seasons always change. So if you are feeling lonely and you feel like you're in a winter season right now, I want you to know that spring is right around the corner. Okay, a sense of belonging. Let's talk about social media. Social media and the power that it can take from us if we choose to give our power away, specifically around a sense of belonging. So I know this is deep, but just stay with me. Have you ever felt completely content? You felt absolutely amazing, and then you went onto social media. You viewed all of the posts, you watched all of the stories, and then you get off social media and you're feeling unfulfilled, unhappy, unworthy, and that you don't belong. Your feelings completely changed from feeling content and amazing to now unfulfilled and unhappy because you saw your friends together on a trip. Or you maybe saw your coworkers and they were hanging out. Or perhaps you saw someone that you follow online and they were absolutely crushing their business goals and they were sharing their excitement. And you all of a sudden compared yourself, questioned why you didn't receive the invite. The point is you viewed all of the highlights and you proceeded to give your power away, choosing to allow yourself to feel unfulfilled, unhappy, like you don't fit in, unworthy, and that you don't belong. You made up all of these stories in your head, stories that don't serve you. Social media can be so positive or it can be incredibly negative. It can be useful or it can be useless. It can be harmful or it can be beneficial. But we all have a choice on what power we are going to give to it. And the power we choose to give social media ultimately shapes our experiences, and it impacts our lives. By consciously choosing how we engage with these platforms, we can either use them for connecting or we can use them for comparing. We can use them for learning or for distracting. We can use them for positive change or for negative change. You get to choose. Here's what I've learned over the years. It's all about setting personal boundaries. Who are you following? And who do you need to unfollow? And maybe it is even time for a social media detox. Oh, and remember, highlight reels are just that. Only the highlights. Okay, next, I'm going there. Let's talk about mean girls. Mean girls and sense of belonging. Mean girls are everywhere. You're going to find them in elementary school, junior high school, university. They are in schools. They are in workplaces, and mean girls are in social circles, spreading their negativity through their actions and their words. However, their presence offers a valuable lesson in resilience, empathy, and the importance of standing up for yourself and others. By choosing kindness, compassion, and having a gentle assertiveness, you can protect yourself, your self-esteem, and your sense of belonging. It's important to remember that mean girls' behaviors usually stem from their own personal insecurities and challenges. It really has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. Perhaps they are the ones that don't feel like they belong. And there may actually be an opportunity for you centered around growth and understanding. And lastly, self-belief. I could write an entire episode on self-belief, and I believe that one day I will. I'm going to ask you a question. How can you believe in others if you don't believe in yourself? Let me repeat that. How can you believe in others if you don't believe in yourself? Self-belief is not just a reflection of one's own confidence, but also a mirror that reflects how we see and believe in others too. If you don't believe in yourself, it becomes a challenge to genuinely believe in others, as our perceptions are often colored by our internal narratives. Without self-belief, we may find ourselves questioning our judgments, second-guessing our intuition, and struggling with our ability to trust others. This lack of confidence can create barriers and feelings like we don't belong. When we have a strong sense of self-belief, we not only empower ourselves, but we also enhance our capacity to support and trust others. This mutual belief creates respect, encouragement, compassion, and it is truly essential for personal growth and to continue to nurture positive, supportive relationships that provide sense of belonging. If you struggle with self-belief, please know that building it is a process and it involves both mindset and action. Start by practicing positive self-talk. Listen to how you are speaking to yourself. Embrace all of the learning around you. Celebrate all of your successes, big or small. Set realistic goals. Practice self-compassion and surround yourself with a positive and supportive network. Know that self-belief is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It requires patience, persistence, and a willingness to invest in yourself. Speaking from personal experience, take it one day at a time and keep moving forward, building a beautiful, strong foundation of love for yourself. Okay, those were some heavy topics. Social media, mean girls, self-belief, and sense of belonging. Truth be told, life isn't always going to be rainbows and unicorns. But I encourage you to embrace all that you are. Take your power back. Set your boundaries. Work on the belief in yourself every single day. Love yourself deeply and know that you are exactly where you belong. From my heart to yours, thank you for being here. Now, friends, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so that other women can hear about this podcast, Rebloom, that would mean so much to me. And if you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugru, and send me a message. Or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Now, friends, fully enjoy the rest of your day.